Like to call the meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education to order. Would ask you to please rise as the Naval Junior ROTC Wildcat Company present our colors and lead us in the pledge to the flag.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gary, color. Order, color. Platoon, call up.
Will she be able to hear me? But there's a lake back there that I'd like to look at. Before we begin, you'll notice that Ms. Agel is absent today. She's absent in body, but not in soul and spirit, because she's right here on my phone. By board policy, when a board member is on travel or out of the state, as which Ms. Agel is, she can be part of the meeting by several methods, but tonight we're doing it by FaceTime. So she's here and will be able to participate and vote and do everything that those of us here, I sometimes think maybe it'd be good for all of us just to go and maybe have us FaceTime back there. I don't know if that'd work. But I appreciate her doing that. So first, on tonight's agenda is the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? I will have one correction, item O, which is on testing, is being removed from tonight's agenda and will come back to us on our next board meeting at the end of this month. Any other additions or corrections? Hearing none, I'll accept a motion for approval of the agenda.
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. All those in favor of approving the agenda, cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. You'll have to bear with us also tonight. We have a new system that we're putting into operation for the first time tonight. It gives us an opportunity to do a lot more things. It also gives an opportunity for the audience to see more of what we're doing. But we may fumble through this just a little bit. As I said again, I've got to keep up with what I've got to keep up on my laptop and keep up with Ms. Agel over here. So if you just see me drop my head and stop, just bear with me. It'll be okay. We'll get back in this. So the motion is approved. Next, under special reports and presentations, is our good news. I would like to encourage all the administrators here tonight to please send in, prior to our meetings, all of the good things that are going on in your school. And I know there are a multitude of things that go on each day in your building. Please send those in so we can share those at our board meeting. Tonight, we do have some good news, even though we're just barely underway. Mr. Stevens.
We'll start with Robertsville. Robertsville librarian Scott Smith has been named as a moderator for a panel of authors at the YALSA symposium to be held in Memphis in November of this year. The symposium is the annual national conference for the American Library Association's Young Adult Services Organization. Well done. Well done.
We also have some more good news from Robertsville. Ms. McLean.
The 8th grade NACA delegates traveled to Japan over the summer. The group was immersed in Japanese culture, and both students and chaperones gained valuable experiences. They participated in weaving, archery, calligraphy, school visits, delicious food, a visit to the aquarium, and a traditional green tea ceremony in kimonos. The friendship built with the host families will serve as lifelong memories for all those attended, and that would be Robertsville and Jefferson students. And that's good news.
And that's just a few of the good things that are already going on or have gone on in our schools. I know earlier we had the opportunity to meet new staff members and new administrators. Always good to have new faces coming in, and we have some very talented administrators and teachers that will be in all of our school buildings this year. Dr. Borchers, I would turn to you to introduce any new administrators. I know we have one.
We have one with us tonight. I just want to welcome Ms. Jenny Bowles from Glenwood. Jenny's on the end over there, coming to us most recently from Maryville, but we'd like to say that she's just come home to come back to the Oak Ridge School. So please give me an opportunity to give a warm welcome to Ms. Bowles.
And I will promise not to tell any stories but good stories of your time when you were one of my students. And that goes also for you, vice versa. Okay. Next, we move to the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may direct the superintendent to address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in and then state your name and address. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. I will entertain a motion for approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda, cast your vote now. Motion is passed. Next, we move to items for action. Item A is the formal approval of the bat infestation cleanup at Oak Ridge High School. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the bat infestation cleanup at Oak Ridge High School.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
I don't think I've ever made a recommendation like that in any other meeting I've been in, but it was a serious matter, happened here in June. Thank goodness Tennessee Risk Management helped us defray most of those costs for the cleanup. But I think other people around town have experienced this as well, and it's not a fun thing to do, but our staff and the team we hired to do the work did a good job.
Comments or questions from the board? I I think I'll just leave my comment off. I think that's probably a better start. Okay, although the motion has been made, all those in favor of approving the formal approval of the bat infestation cleanup at Oak Ridge High School, please cast your vote.
Well, yeah, probably.
Motion is passed unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the formal approval of Oak Ridge High School piping redesign for the West End HVAC hydronic loop. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Oak Ridge High School piping redesign for the West End HVAC hydronic loop.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
Yes, the board can see the attachment that Alan put here, quite a detailed list of what was happening. And this is a one-page memo, but I know the work that Alan and his team did in order to get AC working at the high school took a lot of time, hours, sleepless nights, I think, for many. But that work was completed. I think we're doing well at this point. No small feat for Alan and his team. Mr. Lay, you want to say anything else?
Okay, watch out. I'll just add to what Dr. Borchers has said, that they physically worked Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in not 8-hour days to make that happen. Now, we had to, as an emergency, call in a pipe fitting crew to come in and weld in permanent pipes. And so they did an excellent job, and we were in great shape when the students returned on Monday. But even better than that, it really solved a problem we've been addressing for several years now, and we still have some other tweaks to finish that project, but we have basically been successful in cooling down the water in the cooling system, which is a necessity for AC. So anyway, so it all worked out well, but it was a rough week on maintenance. Also a rough week on the Oak Ridge High School staff. The first week teachers were back, they had less than acceptable working conditions in Oak Ridge High School in most areas. It was very hot.
Comments or questions from the board? Alan, this is probably a question for you if you want to come up. Thank you. Don't want to create any issues by asking something or making something happen when you ask about it, but we've obviously over the past several years have had some issues with particularly the piping coming from the ground wells in the soccer field. Do you foresee this to be a continuing issue?
At this time, what we put in place was a bypass that allowed us to bypass the ground wells so that we don't have to utilize the ground wells. What we were experiencing was leaks in certain wells, and we were cutting off circuits. So there's roughly about 12 circuits that contain 12 to 14 wells per circuit. And so as we were losing circuits, we were losing capacity to actually cool the building. So by putting in the bypass, we're depending on the cooling tower to give us that actual cooling capacity now.
Any other questions of Alan while he's here? Thank you. And again, thanks you and your staff for the work that you've done on that project and others during the summer to get school ready to start back on a very timely fashion. Thank you. Okay, the motion on the floor is the formal approval of Oak Ridge High School piping redesign for the West End HVAC hydronic loop. All those in favor, cast your vote now. Motion carries unanimously. I probably need to learn to say that a little bit differently than all those in favor cast your vote now. I need to just say, please cast your vote now. Okay, motion has passed. Okay, the next item on the agenda is item C, formal approval of FY20 Anderson County Head Start grantee contract for delegate agency. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 Anderson County Head Start grantee contract for delegate agency.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
This is one of many tonight of things that we do on an annual basis. So this is our annual opportunity to have this grantee contract. And everything went smoothly here this summer, and we're looking forward to another good year.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is the formal approval of the FY20 Anderson County Head Start grantee contract for delegate agency. Cast your vote now. Motion is passed unanimously. In case you're curious, you would have noticed that on the first three items that we dealt with, all started with formal approval of the board. By board policy, there are items that are classified as emergency items that need to be taken care of immediately, and there isn't time to wait for a specific board meeting to get approval to do that. So the board has the authority through the superintendent to cast our votes to move forward to do that, and we had done that. But they also have to come back and be formally approved and entered into the minutes that we have done this or taken this action. So that's why you see that. As the superintendent mentioned, on tonight's agenda, there are a number of items which appear on a yearly basis that we have to go through and approve and take care of to continue the process of operating our schools efficiently and effectively. Also, and generally more so at the first of the school year, there will be a lot of policies that we will deal with to update, to change, and one of the reasons we're dealing with them and have to deal with them because there have been laws that have been changed or laws that have been passed by the state legislature that now affect our policies. We receive updates and changes and recommendations to our policies and to state policies that we have through the Tennessee School Board Association. So we'll be dealing with those I would imagine throughout the next several meetings, and we actually deal with them throughout the year as well. But tonight particularly, we have a number on the agenda. So we will begin with those items. Item D is FY20 blanket purchase order from Home Depot. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of a blanket purchase order for Home Depot in the amount of $50,000 to cover multiple incidental purchases over the course of the fiscal year by maintenance and operations.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean.
Again, something we do on a yearly basis, and as you can see from Mr. Thacker's memo there, typically all these are purchases are less than $2,500, but they do add up over time. But they're the one entity in town that we can turn to in a quick turnaround.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none. Motion is approval of the FY20 blanket purchase order for Home Depot. Cast your vote now. Motion passes unanimously. I need to speak to Ms. Eagle for a moment. Now I'm going to do it. Angie, can you mute your side until you want to speak or say something so we don't pick up the background noise?
Gotcha.
That was easy. Thank you, Ben. Okay, moving right along. Next item Item E is nomination to the Personnel Advisory Board. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the reappointment of Ms. Ruby Miller to serve on the Personnel Advisory Board.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
And again, it's a reappointment of Ms. Miller, and her term would expire in 2022.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote on the recommendation of Ms. Ruby Miller for the Personnel Advisory Board. Motion carries unanimously. Next, item F is the FY20 Family Resource Center Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the FY20 Family Resource Center Grant in the amount of $102,986.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Again, something we do yearly, but in addition to the grant and the attachment, we have Joe here in the audience and three pages of just amazing things that Joe and her team do for us through the Family Resource Center.
Comments or questions? Ms. Bruce, any comments or questions from you? But thank you for being here. Motion on the floor is approval of the FY20 Family Resource Center Grant. Cast your vote. Motion is passed unanimously. Next on the agenda is the FY20 USDA CACFP Preschool Food Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 USDA CACFP Food Grant.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Second. Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As we know, this is a recurring grant and is renewed each year, and it provides free meals to all children enrolled in the Oak Ridge Schools preschool program.
Comments or questions from the board? Motion is approval of the FY20 USDA CACFP Preschool Food Grant. Please cast your vote now. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item H is the FY20 Coordinated School Health Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 Coordinated School Health Grant.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Again, another yearly grant, no changes here.
Comments or questions from the board? Motion is FY20 Coordinated School Health Grant. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the addition of a 1.0 special education TA position at Oak Ridge High School. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of an additional 1.0 special education job coach at Oak Ridge High School for FY20.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
This job coach position is necessary due to an increase of student population of IEPs, and also is a direct alignment with our Key 7 And as you can see there, funding is available with a one-year grant through discretionary funds from the state of Tennessee. So we'll thank Miles for looking for that for us.
Comments or questions? Is this a grant, since it is a grant and it is for 1 year, do we anticipate if this need occurs again or continues, that this position will continue through that grant, or is it something we may have to look at picking up in
the
future?
We haven't had that discussion. Mr. Lay, do you have any other information on that?
But if I'm correct, we basically had the same grant last year for the same position, so we will apply for that again. And if it, you know, if we were not to earn the grant or be awarded the grant, then at that point we would need to have a discussion.
And I meant to mention this a minute ago, but since this is a grant, it seems that we are continuing to look for more grants to help subsidize our needs, which is a good thing because the grants are available. It's not easy. You just can't say, hey, I'd like to apply. There's a lot of work that goes in, and we are appreciative of those staff members and administrators who do take the time, because it is a valuable asset, and we can do and do things that we wouldn't otherwise be able to do. Mr. Stevens.
That's a good point. I remember making a comment last year about the effort that it takes to not only find the grants, but much less know how it's an art to not only find, but to apply and be able to get the grants themselves. I think it's important for the families themselves to have a little bit more concrete idea, so at the end of maybe a meeting or two down the line, give us a snapshot of the total amount of funding that you're bringing to bear in finding these grants, because folks, it takes some serious work in many cases to find the grants, and then on top of that to have the skill set to know how to apply for them correctly. And I think the parents and the citizens need to get a good appreciation of how much these grants are helping our entire school system and have for a number of years. You just hear it individually, it really doesn't click how much that adds up to over the course of a year. And my hat's off to the staff a thousand times over for doing that, because that takes not only work, but a definite art to be able to apply, because everybody that applies for these grants do not get them. Thank you.
We can certainly bring that back after a few meetings.
Yeah, great. Any other comments? Motion on the floor is addition of a 1.0 special education TA position at Oak Ridge High School. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item J is approval of the audit firm for FY20 audit. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the audit firm Brown, Jake, and McDaniel, PC, to perform the FY20 audits.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borges or Ms. Smith?
Pat, would you like to go?
Sure. We're making the recommendation that we continue with the current audit firm. We are not required to go out for requests for proposals since it is a professional service, but we are very happy with this firm. This would be the fourth year. We did go out for requests for proposals in 2017. This price of $40,000 $410 is still $10,000 less than the other competing bid 3 years ago. So we are very confident that we are getting the good service that, we need for this.
Comments or questions from the board? Ms. McLean.
I reviewed over the 25 pages of information you gave us. It's a big deal. And it's good to know it's less expensive than before. Thank you. I didn't really understand most of it, but.
Well, I guess it says if we continue doing the excellent job that we do financially, we'll keep this firm and they will continue providing a lower price for us because we make it easy for them. Motion on the floor is approval of the audit firm for FY20 audit. Cast your vote, please. Motion passes unanimously. We're now going to get into a number of board policies, and all of these board policies are on a first reading, which means we'll come back with those that may require some changes in language or whatever, or we'll just come back for a second reading at our next board meeting this month. So the first one, board policy K, is board policy 2.403, surplus property sales. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 2.403, surplus property sales.
For the superintendent's recommendation, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
The board chair knows this policy all too well. The main change here is really raising that value level from $250 to $500.
Comments or questions from the board? The motion is approval of board policy 2.403, surplus property sales, on first reading. Please cast your vote. Motion is passed unanimously. Next item is board policy 2.601, fundraising activities. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 2.601, fundraising activities.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
This policy and then this practice probably has gone back and forth many times in the state of Tennessee. We think this originated, some things happened down in Sevier County on some issues like this, but this actually is a good thing, we believe. If you go to the second page of that policy, it is saying, after the comptroller got involved with many of these things, that we kind of call this the flower fund policy, but really it's about employee recognition and being able to do that again through the guidelines of the comptroller. And I think there's probably still some conversation out there with the comptroller, some more advice for us. But this allows, as you can see there, ways to recognize staff. Bereavement was one of them, award recognition, employee morale, and banquets are listed in this policy. But giving principals the ability to do that again.
Questions from the board? Motion is board policy 2.601, fundraising activities, on first reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item M is board policy 3.202, emergency preparedness plan. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 3.202, emergency preparedness plan.
For the recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Really one big change here on the front of there. That you can see a lot of these paragraphs say the principal shall. So that was the language we used for this one. But talking about fire extinguishers and making sure all of those are in proper working order. So that was added to this. And many of these are calling for an administrative procedure. So you'll see that on page 2 of this document as well.
Questions or comments? Motion on the floor is Board Policy 3.202, Emergency Preparedness Plan. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Stevens.
Looking at the emergency preparedness plan, is there a rule of thumb as to personnel at the school that may have either some first responder type training, whether it be mouth to mouth or any of those kinds of things? It's a terrible feeling to have something happen and you don't feel that you have any kind of understanding as to what to do. And it's a conversation that we've had, I know, at my church, and also how can we better equip teachers, ushers, so forth, to enhance their own confidence that if an emergency happens, if somebody is choking or whatever, do you have some formal training as to know what to do? Is there any particular standard at the school?
Mr. Lee, one.
Fortunately, we do have a school nurse at each of our buildings with the exception of the preschool, so that's our first step. But secondly, each school does have a safety team. We offer CPR training throughout the year, and each school's have numerous staff members who are trained in CPR with recent certification. They keep a list of that. And the other thing we tell our staff is when there's the slightest emergency, once again, 911, living in Oak Ridge, you will have a first responder in 3 or 4 minutes. But once again, and we do offer a lot of training, so I feel like we're really in a good position. Could it get better? It can always get better, but we're in a good position. So,
thank you.
Next item is Board Policy 4.605, Graduation Requirements. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of Board Policy 4.605, Graduation Requirements.
Heard the recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to ask Dr. Williams to talk about this briefly.
Okay, the change here is to the civics requirement. Previously, students, in order to graduate, just had to take the civics test. Now they're required to pass the civics exam. Fortunately, we are already in compliance with this one.
Comments or questions? And I certainly am holding my comments because I do not want to get on my soapbox. So we'll just go on and do the best that we do. Motion on the floor is Board Policy 4.605, Graduation Requirements. So please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next is Board Policy 5. We skipped O. Okay, we table that one, or it'll come back to that. Next is Board Policy 5.1, 06, application and employment. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 5.106, application and employment.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, the major changes on this policy are on page 2. We've had lots of conversations, both as a board and as an administrative team, about this, and we're really talking about the administrative positions requiring Oak Ridge residency. As you can see there, obviously the superintendent, myself, would be a requirement, and then we are suggesting that principals, head principals, either reside in the city of Oak Ridge, Anderson County, or any other county that would adjoin Anderson County. The main reasons for this are, you know, we're tasked with finding the best and the brightest, and we want to attract and retain the best and the brightest, and we feel this will allow us to better able to do that. As part of this conversation, we polled and talked to other districts around us and really across the state as well, and we seem to be the only district that we could find that had the type of residency requirements for some of these other positions. So after seems like a couple of years now that we've been talking about this, we're recommending this language to the board this evening.
Comments or questions from the board? Ms. McLean.
I've lived in Oak Ridge for 25 years and I love it here. This is home. And I would like for all of our administrators and teachers to live in Oak Ridge, but I realize that it's just a sign of the times. I'm okay with this. I'm not great with it, but I understand where we're going.
Ms. Agle has a comment that she's provided to me, and if I leave something out or don't say what you wanted me to say, please let me know. I know you will. She wishes to propose an amendment, so I would, on her behalf, this is Ms. Agle's amendment, to require principals to live in Oak Ridge. So that amendment would be on the floor. I would need a second for discussion of that amendment. Is Mr. Stevens has seconded that motion for Ms. Agle. So the motion, this is really going to test us on our new stuff here. Ms. Agle made the motion. Mr. Stevens seconded the motion. Correct. Great. So we are now discussing the amendment. Are there board members that wish to comment? Is Ms. Agle, is there anything you would want me to add on your behalf? Y'all hear that? Okay, her comment was, and again, correct me if I don't say it correctly, that she felt it was important for the principals to live inside the city of Oak Ridge in order to be available to the community and readily available to the parents. And to be better known by the families. And I can't see you. I don't know if you can see me still. I think you can. But I don't have your picture on here anymore.
Well, I still see both of us, so.
Okay. Great. Comments? Other comments? Ms. Webb?
I agree with Ms. Agle. And they would have a year to move into the city. Is that correct? If this change was made?
No, as we have this would be, they wouldn't need, they could reside in one of those other counties.
Okay, but if we make the amendment, would they have a year? If we make the amendment, would they have a year?
That would be a board motion. You're asking Angie's amendment?
Yes.
Could be, yeah, I'm not sure what Angie, did she share that, having a year?
Ms. Agle, Ms. Webb had the question, if your amendment passed, would we continue with the policy that says when a principal is hired, he or she has a year to find residency within the city?
Yes.
And her comment was that her intent was to leave the policy as it is now, which would give them a year. Mr. Stevens.
Part of me understands that would be nice. There's also a very strong part that says going along with the way it was currently written, I don't think we want to hamstring ourselves. There are a number of excellent educators and administrators that are looking for opportunities to be a principal that may be residing in the regional area that may be a very big asset. My issue is we just don't have the housing stock necessarily to hamstring some folks to make them have to come here and take a home that they may not want. But we could still use their services if they were in the surrounding area in an existing home that they have. That's my only issue. It's different if we had plenty of places to pick from, but we don't. And so putting that kind of shackle on us to say, well, okay, we'd love to hire you, but you're going to have to move, I think it may hurt. And I think we can really grow sufficiently where the principals are, if they're not living in Oak Ridge, that they understand the requirements in terms of availability to respond to the needs of their particular schools. So understand where they're coming from, but I think we just have to be careful that we're asking for something that we're really not prepared to give them adequate options as to where that place that they may want to live happens to be here in the city.
Ms. McClain.
Mr. Lay, you have been responsible for interviewing and hiring principals. Have you found that our stock is less because people aren't willing to take on moving to Oak Ridge?
Thank you for asking. And I guess I would say this. We hired three. I'm going to go back to last year. Last year and this year, we hired four new administrators. And as you know, whatever the policy is, we will enforce it. But we have Dr. Reniger at Robertsville Middle School, which was the right hire. But he was coming to this area because his wife wanted to attend veterinarian school at UT. Now, you know, he lived too far away to commute, but he had a reason to come here. We've already introduced Ms. Bowes tonight. And I'm confident she was the right hire, and time will tell. But I have to ask myself the question, if she wasn't coming home, would she have been willing to give up her current position in Maryville, which was a lateral position, to move to Oak Ridge if she was required to sell her house? she was willing to do that because this is home. This is where she went to high school, and this is where her parents live. So that was an easy sell for Ms. Bowles. Mrs. Free, our new assistant at Robertsville Middle School. Once again, her husband had already taken a job here, so she had a reason to move to Oak Ridge. I would say, and I haven't asked her specifically, but I would assume if her husband had not moved to Oak Ridge, she would still be a principal where she was at because she enjoyed her job. So I'm not saying we could not have made a good hire, but I will tell you that we are not getting the applicants that one would expect to get given our reputation and given our salary. It is almost unheard of to have a standing principal from Knox County apply to come to Oak Ridge because they live in Knox County and they don't want to move. So I think it is, it's resulting in a lesser applicant pool than we may have. Like I said, we've been very fortunate thus far, and we have hired quality. But in most cases, when you look at the rest of that, you know, there was a reason for that. So, but yes, I think people are not applying to come here to be principal because of that requirement.
I've given a lot of thought and consideration to this. The first thing I'm going to say, I don't know to be true. I'm just going on my knowledge of education and what it requires to be a principal. But I think that if I were a principal, it would be very difficult for me to eventually not to live in the community where I'm the principal. I say I don't have evidence to back that up. I'm not going to ask any of the principals in here if that's true or not. That's just my speculation. Knowing the principals that I've known in the past and their dedication to their job, it's not a 9-to-5 job by any means. It's a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year job. So as much as I would like, and I certainly, Ms. McLean, I thought that was a good comment. I'm not originally from Oak Ridge, but Oak Ridge is now my hometown. I've lived here longer than I've lived anywhere. I would want people to enjoy being a part of this community. And I have to go back to something the board told Dr. Borchers when we were interviewing him to be superintendent. We said we want our superintendent, be this good or bad, to be standing in line at the local grocery store and the person behind you know who you are. And I just think that's important, be it good or bad. But I think, Mr. Stevens, you put it quite well. Times are different. We would hope that they would choose Oak Ridge to be their hometown, but I don't know that we can require them to do that. I agree with Ms. McLean. I'd like every staff member to live here as well. I think that's an important thing for them, but at the same time, there's too many other things that go into a person's life as well, and they have to look if they have a spouse, where their spouse works, or if they do. I thought when we changed our policy about tuition for staff members, that's probably something I wouldn't have chosen to do a number of years ago, but I thought it was the appropriate time to do it. And I think one of the comments we made there is that we get a staff member who brings their children here and they get involved in all the activities that go on with students, they're going to find that it's a lot easier to live in Oak Ridge than it is to haul them back and forth. So I would hope that the same thing would be true here with our principal staff. So that's why I would support the policy as presented. Other comments? Any comments from the audience? Okay, we have an amendment on the floor, so that's what we're going to vote on right now. The amendment proposed by Ms. Eagle is to amend the require to amend this policy to require principals to live in Oak Ridge. That's what we're voting on, to change the policy that we have before us to require principals to live in Oak Ridge. So I would ask you to cast your vote either for that amendment or against that amendment. Do we have a total? The amendment failed 3-2. Okay, so now we're back to the policy in itself. And again, this is on first reading, so if between now and next reading you have thoughts, and certainly we can have a good discussion as we just did again if we need to do that. Any other comments or questions on the board policy? Okay, the motion on the floor is board policy 5.106, application and employment on first reading. Cast your vote now. Okay. The motion passes 3-2. Okay. Moving on then to item Q, board policy 5.605, staff gifts and solicitations. First reading, Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 5.605, staff gifts and solicitations.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see, there's no changes in the policy other than the cross references at the very bottom.
Comments or questions from the board? Motion is board policy 5.605, staff gifts and solicitations. Cast your vote now. Motion passes unanimously. Board policy 6.308, bus safety and conduct on first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 6.308, bus safety and conduct.
Further recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
I'll turn to Mr. Lay on this one. As you can see, though, and as we learned at TSBA, videos on buses was a topic of discussion. So I'll let Mr. Lay kind of talk about where we're at with this.
Yes, and that is the biggest change. If you look at basically the second page on line 16, it just says parents basically have the right to request a view. It says photographs and video footage. We do not have photographs in the Oak Ridge schools. All of ours is video from our surveillance cameras. But basically what we have done is I have created a draft administrative procedure about the procedures we would follow if a parent requests to view a video. I have received principal input for that, and we have made those corrections, and now Larry has it, our attorney, and he's looking at that. And basically once he has approved that, we will have that administrative procedure. So we are in good shape to make this happen. And I will tell you, it's not been that uncommon in the past. For the most part, if a parent requested to see a student video, that has been honored. And it's always been done in the presence of a principal. So it's basically been happening. We just now have put it into policy.
Are we cameras on all our buses now?
Yes, sir, we do. Each camera is equipped with at least, I think, two is the minimum. Some have more. I will tell you, from day to day, sometimes there is a camera that's inoperable. So sometimes we just have to say we don't have the video, but each camera is equipped, and they do give constant attention to that. But from time to time, we do have one that has went down for one reason or the other.
Ms. McClain?
And our attorney will be looking at the administrative procedure also?
Yes. Our attorney has that, and he's looking at that, and he'll make sure that the way it's written is acceptable. So anyway.
Motion is Board Policy 6.308, Bus Safety and Conduct, on first reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to items for information, Wildcat Arena ductwork replacement. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, any questions there? I think the most of the board was out there to the visit to maintenance operations when you saw the unit that was going to go up onto the Wildcat Arena. And because of the size difference, the tonnage of those different units, we had to have some custom ductwork done. It was under $25,000, but we just thought the board should know what it entailed to make that whole system work.
Questions on that? Any questions from the board? I know this isn't under items for information, but Dr. Borchers or Mr. Lay or anyone want to give us just an update on the first 2 weeks of school?
Oh, absolutely. I thought you were going to go right to enrollment, and I was going to turn it
not
over
yet.
To Mr. Lay.
That might be next.
He was ready.
That's probably, I know, that'll probably be next.
No, we've had, and it's thanks to these people and all of their folks that are out in the buildings and teachers, of course, but just in general, very smooth start. I can't thank our team enough to make that happen. Kelly and Bruce and Pat and Matt as well. It's just our whole executive team. Everybody pulls together to have an incredible start. So we've done that again today, or again this year. And usually I say, you know, the kids are the easier part. You know, they jump right in, and I am always amazed. And probably would recommend that the board do this. We were about an hour in, and you could walk through those halls, and the students were where they needed to be, that it was calm, and that goes to the leadership of the people here and our teacher leaders out in the building. But, no, it's been a very good start all in all.
Mr. Lay?
I would just echo what Dr. Borcher said, just extremely quiet. That's what we're looking for. But, you know, it's not uncommon for a principal to call you the first, second day and have an emergency. We didn't even have that this year. And transportation was very smooth. In fact, the delays have just not been what we have experienced in the past. And that just goes back to, once again, the work that the administration and the teachers have done to prepare and also our support staff. So everyone's just done a phenomenal job.
You just want to continue and give us a little update on the enrollment, since you have all that information ready?
This has the potential to greatly confuse you, okay? So, Dr. Borchers and I were discussing today, it's really hard to get a grip on this because, number one, I think we both expected a lot of growth at Linden in our elementary schools. And basically, if you compare our numbers today, well, actually, our numbers today were 7 higher than when I got this information. So we have grown 7 students since Friday, okay? But our elementary schools are up 4 students in comparison to our numbers when school let out in June. Okay, so we're up 4. If you go to our middle schools, we are a plus 1 when you compare our numbers in middle school today compared to when we dismissed school in June. But then if you go to the high school, but they are 134 to the positive as far as growth. Now, when you look at the enrollment numbers we had from last year, it's clear that we basically graduated a class of seniors that was approximately 300 students, 290-something, I think, and we brought in a freshman class that amounted to 400. So we have 100 more freshmen than we lost seniors. So right there's a lot of the growth, but it's almost hard to explain, at least in my mind, how we can have that much growth at the high school, but we're somewhat staying the same in the elementaries and the middle. If you go back to basically and look at the whole system, like I said, we're 141 to the good in comparison to what our numbers were when we dismissed in June. If you go back 2 years ago, we've increased 170 students. So there is a trend of growth there, but for one reason or the other, when you look at individuals, that growth is at the high school, which is, once again, I still can't truly make that make sense in my mind. But I also say this, if you look at our averages, in some ways we're very fortunate because we made a commitment to you guys not to hire a teacher after the fact. And I'll be honest, it was almost too close to call. Did we need an additional teacher? Did we not? And every time we kept saying we think we're okay, I was fearful we would be here tonight saying we've got to hire a teacher and disrupt students. But right now our numbers are acceptable. They are within the rules and regulations, but I will tell you they are close at three of our four elementary schools. If we were to gain additional students in a specific grade, we will be looking at recommending to hire additional teachers. So it's almost like in ways we've been taken care of. You know, growth is great, but we're just right there. We can handle what we have. And we're still anticipating growth on the West End, but this doesn't necessarily support that at this time. So I hope that's been clear. If not, please ask questions.
Questions? All right. Thank you very much.
Additional. These are soft numbers because I'm confident there are students out there that probably are not with us, and we will be starting to withdraw those students as we get requests for records or determine they no longer live in Oak Ridge. So that could go down some, probably not a huge amount. And with what we're experiencing now, we're probably going to enroll as many as we withdraw, but it could go down 10 or 20 students possibly. So.
Questions? Okay, a couple of other items, either dealing with old business, new business, or communications. Dr. Borchers and Allen, I was listening to a conversation, well, I was kind of part of it, listening to a conversation between Ms. McLean and Allen, basically talking about the work that maintenance has done over the summer. And I know when we visit maintenance at the end of the year, we get a good summation of what has gone on throughout the year. I'd like to ask Allen if you can do this. I know don't want to add something else to your list, but just take a few minutes at our next board meeting and kind of give the board an update of all the things that did go on during the summer. I think that'd be beneficial for everybody to hear if you would do that. Okay. The board, I'm not sure if all the board did or not, but you may have, received an invitation to attend an event at the Blossom Center for Childhood Excellence this coming Saturday, I believe, the 10th. If you did not get that, I have some information about that, and I know Mr. Stevenson, thank you for doing that, to get some additional information for the board. Have you received that yet?
No, not yet. But I did have that continuing conversation, so it's forthcoming.
Okay, and you will send that to the board when you get that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Also, again, to administrators, principals, we want your volunteers again this year. That's just something I feel is very important, and we've been very successful in doing. So I'd like to start at our next meeting this month with selecting a volunteer to recognize at each of our meetings. And I guess, is Sandy going to continue to collect that, Lynn? So if you'll get that in, I know you've got tremendous volunteers. I know they've already been working. I was actually talking to a PTO president this morning about the things that were going on at a particular elementary school. So I know they're there, I know they're working and are being of help and very valuable. Mr. Kolodny is way ahead of me. I already had an email to me on the dates for Focus on Education. If board members have a pencil to write these dates down, I'd like to know when you'd like to do Focus on Education. I'll take a little pressure off of you, and I'll do the August 28th one. So put me down for that. I'll let you know who my guest is going to be soon. The dates in September are the 11th or the 25th. In October, the 23rd or the 30th. These are Wednesdays. In November, any Wednesday except the 20th. And in December, the 4th or the 11th. And I'll send the board an email to remind you of these dates if you need them again. If you count those up, that is 5 dates, or one a month. There are 5 board members. So that means that each board member has an opportunity to do one. Boy, notice I calculated that real easily. I think that's all that I have there. Any other items, Dr. Borchers? Ms. Eagle, are you still with us? I think I may have lost her.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, she's still there. Thank you for doing this, and I hope having you here was of benefit to us, so thank you for taking the time. Safe travels on your return, and we'll see you at our next board meeting. Yeah, our first board visit is September. I've forgotten that date. Is it the 4th? September 4th, and our first visit is here to the preschool. So what we're going to plan on doing is coming here to the preschool that morning, meet with staff and administrative staff. And then after that, we will leave here and go do a hard hat tour. Alan has agreed to provide the hard hats on the preschool, which is coming along. If you haven't driven by there, at least you ought to drive by there and take a look, because we are making progress, and we'll be in there before you know it. Then the next on the agenda, and Dr. Borchers, we really need to start making a push now, as we've talked about, to figure out where we're what we're going to do with SAB.
Yeah, but we continue to have conversations, but yes, you're right. You agree.
So I would hope that speaking of conversations, the conversations with you and the city manager will continue as they have in the past.
Absolutely. We unless we are out of town, either one of us, we're meeting every Friday.
Great. Yeah. And I think that's been very, very, very valuable. Any other comments from the board? Thank each of you for your time being here tonight. I know you'd rather be doing something else to get prepared for the next day in school, but we do appreciate you being here, and we stand adjourned.